Time for us to get into our small business check-in. And this morning, we're speaking about a business that was established by two home bakers, a business called The Crummery Bakery. I found them via TikTok, actually. They're based in Tshwane in 702 Land. And joining us this morning is one of the co-founders. Jane Luce joins us this morning to tell us more about their business. Jane, thank you very much for your time. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Morning, Gurks, and morning to all your listeners.
Thank you so much for your time. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we are two business partners, and we only used to help each other out during busy occasions. And then later on in 2022, we decided to partner together and then open Crummery Bakery.
And so, I mean, one of the things I saw on TikTok that actually got me interested in your business are these beautiful stuffed biscuits, which I think initially were going to be a once-off thing. And then a couple of weeks ago, you then announced that they were going to be permanently on the menu, so or on your product list. So tell us about some of the things you offer that you make.
Yes, we actually bake a variety of products on a daily basis. But one of our favorites at this moment is the stuffed cookie range. We're developing them on a daily basis, and then add to it. You will also see that we have a new biscuit at the moment for Mother's Day, which is actually an almond biscuit with raspberry preserve that you can actually, you can check it out on our website. And one of our favorites is also our novelty cakes. Each one is a unique creation.
Having started the business, what have been some of the challenges of running a small business? We know there are many, many challenges that small businesses have to contend with. I imagine, you know, being a business that is a bakery, power, electricity has been one of the big challenges of kind of trying to work around that.
Yes, yeah. In the beginning, load shedding was one of our biggest challenges. We used to work our schedules around it. Some mornings you had to start early and then others later on, just to get everything bagged up and get all the orders ready, you know, for collection. But later on, we actually made some changes to our bakery. We switched our ovens to gas, and we've also installed a solar system. So at this stage, we don't even know when it is load shedding. Which is actually a big help.
Yeah. And I mean, the food and confectionery space is quite a competitive one. Certainly, you know, even with social media, we have access to so many, you know, businesses. How do you keep your business, Crummery Bakery, you know, a step ahead? You keep innovating. You know, how do you think about your product and food development, your recipe development, to keep your customers interested, and also to attract new customers as well?
Yes, yeah, so you actually have to develop your products on a daily basis, add new flavors to keep your customers excited. Everything in our bakery is made from scratch, which I think puts us ahead in terms of flavor and uniqueness. We also develop all our cake creations and decorations ourselves. We don't buy out from other bakeries or shops. And I think that makes us unique.
Mm. You mentioned that you currently have some Mother's Day goodies that are now available. Tell us about some of the products you've developed for Mother's Day.
We have a Mother's Day treat box, which contains a variety of treats. We also have large pretzels that dip in different flavors of chocolate. We do chocolate dipped strawberries for this Mother's Day. And then also, like I've mentioned, our almond and raspberry preserve stuffed cookies.
Mm. If someone's never ordered from the Crummery and they're looking to, because you've got quite a big catalogue from, you know, hot chocolate bombs to meringues to the cupcakes, the cookies, the rusks, the cakes, where would be a good place to start if you are a newbie? Would it be the stuffed cookies that became quite popular online? Where's a good place to start if you've never used the Crummery before?
Oh, I would say our stuffed cookies is popular at the moment, so you can start there. We always say that take a small step, start with something small. It's better to have a product in the market, you know, that's not perfect yet, that you can always improve, than to not have a product at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are you guys just online, or do you have a physical store as well?
No, at this stage we're only online, so you, customers can visit us on our online store. It's www.cranberrybakery.co.za, or visit our social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok.
I also see that you also sell baking supplies. So if someone's looking to start their own baking journey, that they can get some of those supplies through your website as well.
Yes, we are selling our raw materials online. So they're welcome to visit our online store, and then we usually courier it out to them. They're also welcome to pick it up from our location.
And your birthday cakes and cakes, the number cakes, all of those, are those items available for order?
Yes, they are. We do custom orders, so you can visit. There is some of our examples online, or you can send us a WhatsApp with your request, and then we develop it for you.
Jane, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That is co-founder of Cranberry Bakery, Jane Luce, and you can find them online, www.cranberry.co.za. So cranberry like a crumb, E-R-Y, crumb, E-R-Y.co.za. And they're a small business based in Tshwane in 702 land.